Omega File 522. Galapagos, Ecuador.
Got your sun hats? Said Arla.
Why? Asked Jude. Where are we going now?
South America, Arla said.
Big place, said Jude. How about Chile? I like Chile.
No, it's Ecuador. You're going to the Galapagos Islands, 1,000 kilometers out in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, right, Hawker said. Are you going to tell us why? Arla looked unhappy.
There's something strange going on. EDI is getting emails every day from the Galapagos. They're all about Isabella Island, and they all say things like this.
He gave Hawker and Jude a piece of paper. Important news, important news. A new time is coming for our planet. The first visitors are now on Isabella Island, Galapagos. Don't fight them. Don't be afraid of them. Be friendly. Tell your government now. Hawker and Jude looked at Arla and then laughed. There are a lot of crazy people out there on the internet, said Jude. You don't believe this one, do you?
Perhaps it's crazy, and perhaps it's not, said Arla. But when we email back with questions, they don't answer. The Americans are watching the island by satellite, but they don't want to tell us why. There are 2 Australian ships going there. The Mexicans are getting very excited, and the Ecuadorians are saying nothing. Something is happening on Isabella. What is it? We want to know.
From Brussels to the Galapagos is a long way. Hawker and Jude took a plane to Cuba, a second plane to Ecuador, then a third plane out to Boltra Island in the Galapagos. When they got out of the plane, a wall of hot air hit them.
Whew,
said Hawker. He put on his sun hat quickly. They went across to Santa Cruz Island and down to Puerto Ayora. There they found a boat, the Sea Lion, to take them to Isabella, about 90 kilometers away. At first, the boatman, Gonzalo, did not want to take them.
My boat can take 10 people, he said. It's a very good boat, but very expensive for only 2 people.
Jude smiled at him. Not for 2 rich people.
Rich, said Hawker. It's not our money. Ouch!
Jude hit him hard on the arm. We're on holiday, she told Gonzalo. We want to see the giant tortoises on Isabella. She looked at Hawker. Don't we?
Yes, that's right, said Hawker quickly. We're very interested in the giant tortoises.
On the way to Isabella Island, Jude read a book about the Galapagos, and Hawker watched the sea. "Isabella is a very young island," Jude told him, "and it has, listen to this, 6 volcanoes. One erupted only 2 years ago."
"Oh, that's great," said Hawker. "Crazy emails, strange visitors in the middle of the Pacific, and now erupting volcanoes. Thank you, Arla."
Not many people lived on Isabella, and Puerto Villamil was usually a sleepy place. But when the sea lion arrived, there were about 50 people down by the sea. There were 2 small boats, and on them Hawker and Jude could see chairs and tables, beds, boxes and bags, and a bicycle. Gonzalo called out in Spanish to the people on the boats, then turned to Hawker and Jude.
"Lots of people are leaving Isabella," he said. "They are afraid."
"Afraid of what?" asked Jude. "Go and talk to them, Hawker. Your Spanish is better than mine."
Hawker came back half an hour later. "You're not going to believe this," he told Jude. "The people here say there's a spaceship on Isabella. It came down 10 days ago, right down inside Volcano Alcedo, and it's still there."
"How do they know that?" said Jude.
"There's an Australian, Dr. Jim Miller, up on Alcedo. He works here, studying giant tortoises. He saw the spaceship, and now he's waiting for the visitors to come out."
"So the visitors in those emails are extraterrestrials, ETs, little green men from another planet. Oh, dear," said Jude.
"Can we go home now, Hawker?"
Hawker laughed.
"No, we can't. We climb Volcano Alcedo," he said. "Talk to Dr. Miller. Say hello to the ETs."
"Oh, dear," Jude said again. "I was afraid of that."
Gonzalo took them in the Sea Lion up to Shipton Cove. There, very early the next morning, Hawker and Jude began their climb up the volcano.
"There is a path," Gonzalo told them, "but it is 5 hours to the top and hard climbing and very, very hot. You must carry water, 2 liters for one person for 1 day. You must sleep at the top and come down tomorrow, but not when the sun is high in the sky. And be careful, please."
"Careful of the spaceship visitors, you mean?" said Jude.
"I don't know about spaceships," smiled Gonzalo, "but Volcano Alcedo is always a little excited. She is always doing something new."
It was a very hard climb. After 2 hours, they stopped under some trees. They drank some water and looked out over the blue sea. The black volcanic rocks under their feet were hot from the sun.
"It's so beautiful here," said Jude.
Yes and no, said Hawker. Then,
hey, Jude, look! That animal, over there, by that rock. What is it?
Oh, wow, whispered Jude. It's an iguana, a Galapagos iguana. Isn't he wonderful?
The iguana stared at them with its hot orange eyes and did not move. Its body was about a meter long and an orange-yellowy color. It looks about 1,000 years old, said Hawker. A very strange animal. Everything about this island is strange, said Jude. They climbed and climbed, and the sun got hotter and hotter. After 3 more hours, they came to the top and looked down into the great crater of Alcedo, 200 meters deep and 7 kilometers across. To the north and the south, they could see more volcanoes, and across the sea to the west, the island of Fernandina. But they could not see Dr. Miller or his camp.
We need to go round the crater to the south, said Hawker. It's another 2 hours' walk, the villagers said. It was hard walking over the black lava rock, and once Hawker nearly fell. Jude caught his arm.
Don't break a leg here, she said. I don't want to carry you back down to the boat.
Why not? Said Hawker. I carried you home once.
We weren't on top of a volcano then, said Jude. At last, they saw Dr. Miller's camp, and 10 minutes later, they arrived. Dr. Miller was short, very brown, and angry.
Go away, he shouted. You're Americans, aren't you?
No, we aren't, said Hawker. We're European. How do you do, Dr. Miller?
What are you doing here? He said angrily.
We'd like to talk to you, said Jude quietly. About the spaceship down in the crater. Why are you so angry?
Because nobody listens to me, said Dr. Miller. Nobody believes me. The Americans say, oh, crazy man. The Australian government says, get some sleep.
What can I do?
Something very important is happening on this planet, and nobody is listening.
Well, we're here now, and we're listening, Jude said. Dr. Miller looked at them.
Who do you work for?
Europe, said Hawker. Europe is very interested in this spaceship. Please, tell us about it.
Ah, the emails did get through then, said Dr. Miller.
Who did the emails come from? Asked Hawker.
Ecuadorian friends, said Dr. Miller, over on Santa Cruz.
Look, I've got some beer here. You want one? They sat on the black lava rocks under the hot sun and drank hot beer. Below them, clouds of smoke and steam moved this way and that way across the crater.
And was there
Under those clouds, a spaceship from another planet?
Sometimes I think I can see it down there, said Jim Miller, but mostly I can't. It's a great white thing, and long legs came out of it when it came down.
But why here, Jim? Said Jude. Why into a volcano?
Who knows? Said Jim. Perhaps they like hot places. Perhaps they need something from the hot lava.
And why are you angry with the Americans, Jim? Hawker asked. I know their beer's no good, but...
They watched this spaceship on their satellite. I know they did. They know it's here, but they don't want the world to know. They don't want people like you and me to meet any extraterrestrial visitors. Oh, no, they want it all to be a big secret. Then they can be top dog.
Just then, there was a sudden noise, a boom, deep below the ground.
What was that, Jim? Asked Jude.
Oh, Alcedo does that all the time, said Jim. Then hot water comes up, and steam, dust, sometimes a little lava, but not much.
That's why there are always clouds in the crater. You can never see anything down there.
Can we climb down into the crater? Asked Hawker.
Are you crazy? It's dangerous down there, Jim said.
All evening, Hawker and Jude stared down into the crater, but they could see nothing through the clouds of steam and dust. Just before the sun went down, Hawker saw something near the top of the crater and shouted to Jude. But it was only two of the giant tortoises. They came slowly past the camp and went away down the other side of the volcano. Later, four more came past, going the same way, moving slowly and quietly over the black rocks.
They're very strange animals, said Jude.
Hawker and Jude did not sleep much. The rocks were hard, and below them, they heard again and again the deep boom of the volcano. Late in the night, they turned their radio on. It was very noisy, but through the noise, they could hear a voice from Santa Cruz. Hawker listened hard.
They're talking about Volcano Alcedo, he said. They think it's going to erupt in the next 24 hours.
Jude sat up.
Oh, no. We're 7 hours away from the boat. Let's get moving. Go and call Jim.
But Jim Miller did not believe Santa Cruz radio.
It's the Americans again, he said. They want us all to go away.
Please come with us, Jim, said Jude. Please, you can come back in a day or two.
You too go, said Jim, but I'm staying right here and watching that spaceship.
It was a hard climb down. When they got to the sea, they saw Gonzalo with the little boat.
Hurry! He shouted. Did you hear on the radio? Alcedo's going to erupt!
Quickly, they went out to the sea lion and climbed up onto the boat.
Go! 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 Gonzalo shouted to his men, and before long the sea lion was a kilometer out at sea. 2 hours later, Volcano Alcedo erupted. There was a sudden great bang, and then clouds of dust flew up into the sky. Red-hot lava came out of the volcano's sides and ran down to the sea. The noise did not stop, and with every bang, rocks flew hundreds of meters up into the sky, then fell slowly back down to the ground. For hours, the night sky was filled with great flowers of red and orange light. It was a beautiful and a terrifying thing to watch.
"What happened to Dr. Miller?" I asked.
"Poor Jim went to the great spaceship in the sky," Jude said. 500 meters of red-hot lava fell on top of him."
"And was there a spaceship in the volcano?"
"No," said Jude.
"Yes," said Hawker. He looked at Jude, and they laughed. Then Jude looked at me.
"What do you want to believe?" she asked. "They weren't very clever extraterrestrials, were they? Sitting there in their spaceship, in an erupting volcano?"
Hawker smiled.
"Ah, but perhaps the spaceship left just before the volcano erupted. Gonzalo and I saw something in the clouds of dust. A white light moving very fast, faster than the dust. It went up very high."
"Well, I didn't see anything," said Jude. "And that's because there wasn't anything in that volcano."
Hawker looked up into the blue Greek sky.
"How do we know?" he said slowly. "One day, someone or something is going to visit us from out there. Perhaps that was the first visit, all those years ago in the Galapagos. Who knows?"